Welcome back to Faith in the Fire, Lessons from the Wilderness. I'm so glad you're here today, because this episode is not just encouragement, it's equipping. If you've been walking through a wilderness season and suddenly feel like the heat got turned up, like the enemy is targeting you left and right, this episode is for you. Today, we're diving into the very real topic of spiritual warfare in the wilderness. What it looks like, why it intensifies, and how you can stand firm in God's strength and authority. Are you ready? Let's dive in. So, what is spiritual warfare in the wilderness? In Scripture, the wilderness is not just a place of silence or isolation. It's also a battleground. Think about Jesus. After his baptism, his divine affirmation, the Holy Spirit led him into the wilderness. But who did he meet there? The devil. 40 days Jesus fasted, prayed, and endured temptation. The wilderness is a training ground and a battleground. It's where God refines you, but also where the enemy tests you. Spiritual warfare in the wilderness shows up like mental confusion, discouragement, sudden fear or anxiety, isolation from community, temptations to take shortcuts. If you're experiencing any of these, you're not crazy. You're under fire, and it's not a sign that God has left. It may be a sign that God is preparing you. But why does the warfare intensify? The devil doesn't waste his weapons. He strikes when you're on the edge of breakthrough. Think about that. When you're about to step into your calling, when you've said yes to God and no to comfort. Remember that old saying, don't stay in your comfort zone? God doesn't work in the comfort zone. He takes you out of your comfort zone so you can learn to trust and depend on Him. And the enemy knows that. When you're coming to that edge of breakthrough, when you're coming to that point when God is going to just do something miraculous in your life, the enemy comes in like a flood. But God raises a standard against him. In the book of Exodus, remember Pharaoh, he intensified the oppression of Israel right before their deliverance. Remember? Right before their deliverance. In Exodus 5:9, make the work harder for the people so that they will keep working and pay no attention to the lies. See, the enemy wants you to believe a lie, that the thing that God wants to deliver you from and take you to is not from God. You see that? He tried to distract and crush them before God led them out. I mean, how feeble and how sick a lot of the Jewish people in Pharaoh's time in there in Egypt, they were not doing well. But see, God made a way. Just like that, the enemy wants to confuse your identity, block your clarity, make you question God's timing. That's a good one. Makes you question God's timing. See, God's timing many times is not what we think. We're wondering sometimes where God is. Why are we going through this? Where are you, God? But God's timing is perfect. The enemy wants to force you to retreat back to Egypt, to your old life, to the old man, to the old way. Stand firm. Because here's the truth. Wilderness warfare is proof you're dangerous to the enemy. Let me repeat that. Wilderness warfare is proof you're dangerous to the enemy. Why do you think the enemy is going to fight you? Why does the enemy fight? Why do we see battles? Because there's a conflict between enemies, and they know that the enemy, the other enemy, is powerful. They know that the enemy is dangerous to their cause. Where do all these wars come from? Look at even today. All these wars come from proof that the enemies that are trying to destroy each other are dangerous to each other's causes. You can see it in Israel, in Gaza. You can see it in Iran. You can see it in Russia. You can see it in all these different places where battles are occurring over and over again, because the enemies know that you're dangerous. How do we fight in the wilderness? How? How do you fight when you're tired, hungry, confused, and the heavens seem silent? Can you hear? Do you hear God? What's going on? You see, number one, fight with the Word. Jesus didn't argue with Satan. I think many of us do that. We argue. We try to argue our point. Forget that. Jesus didn't argue with Satan. He quoted Scripture. What did he say three times when Satan came to him? He said, "It is written." God said it. That settles it, and I believe it. It is written. When lies come, respond with truth. When doubt comes, declare God's faithfulness. When fear comes, proclaim God's promises. You have to respond with the opposite. Number two, you fight with worship. Oh, I love this one. I love this one. Worship shifts the atmosphere. That is so powerful. Worship shifts the atmosphere. Wow. It reminds your soul that God is in charge, not your circumstances. Number three, fight with prayer and fasting. Oh, praise God for that. Some battles are only won by denying the flesh and leaning fully into the Spirit. Matthew 17:21. Jesus said, "This kind can only come out by prayer and fasting." Of course, he was talking about certain types of spirits. This kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. It's a battle. It's a spiritual battle. You can only be in tune with what you need from God when you're in prayer and fasting. You fight with community. So don't isolate yourself. The devil loves lonely places. Some battles are only won by denying the flesh and leaning fully on the Spirit, fully into the Spirit. As said in Matthew 17:21, this kind can only come out by prayer and fasting. Fight with community. Don't isolate. The devil loves lonely places. If you feel lonely, you feel in that place where you're battling, call a friend. Reach out to a mentor. Let someone speak truth over you. Call someone to pray with you. Call someone to encourage you. Remember, there are times when you'll be in season and times when you'll be out of season. There'll be times when you can encourage, but there's other times when you need someone else to encourage. Everybody needs somebody to pour into them. Fight from victory, not for it. You see, we're on a different fight here. We don't fight so that we can win. We fight from that victory. We've already won. We're fighting because we want to make sure that our lives line up with God. And that battle, that victory that we have, that battle over our lives is a fight over the flesh, which tries to dominate, from the enemy trying to dominate us and make us miserable and make us just fall away and sin, basically. So you're not trying to win. Jesus won the war. You're standing on what he's already secured. Jesus paid it all. My friends, I know this battle gets heavy. I know a lot. It gets very heavy. And sometimes you might feel like you're losing the battle. And you just want to give up. You feel so tempted to give up, to throw in the towel. But let me say this. You are not alone. You are not weak. You are not defeated. God is fighting with you and for you. The wilderness is temporary, but the strength you're building in this season will last forever. Remember what Isaiah chapter 54, verse 17 said, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper." Not one, not now, not ever. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. So when that battle's heavy, stand firm. If you feel like you're losing, remember whose you are. When you're tempted to give up, Jesus said, what? He said, "Call unto me." My friends, I wanted to challenge you before we close. Find three scriptures this week that speak to the battle you're going through, to what you're experiencing this week. Read them out loud. Speak them over your life. Pray over them. Post them for yourself. Remember them over and over. Don't fight in silence. Stand in God's truth. So today, if this episode has blessed you, I pray that you'll share it with a friend who's in their own wilderness season. And don't forget to follow the podcast so you never miss an episode. Because coming up, we will have more intense episodes and some special episodes. We are planning some special things, and I know that God is just leading us in a good direction. And I just pray that the Lord will give me wisdom and understanding to follow where he wants this podcast to go. Because this is faith in the fire, where dry seasons don't define you. They refine you. Until the next time, stay faithful.